everyone, and welcome to Friendsgiving 2020, where 24 pro traders are going to share their top trading strategies in 24 hours. This is day two, so we have still 12 hours of free trading education. This event is brought to you by Timing Research and Trade Out Loud. The event is being recorded, and all the recordings will be available as soon as they're processed on the Timing Research website, and also podcasts, and also on the Timing Research YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the channel so you receive notification every time a new recording is being released. David Kosmeter and I, Anka Metcalf, will be your host today. So before we begin, let us remind you that all information provided today is for educational purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any instrument of any kind. I'm pretty sure you know by now that trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors. You could lose money. Before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and your risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical, and individual results will vary. You must do your own research and make your own trading decision. With us today, we have a fantastic lineup of pro traders that are happy to share their strategies, tips, and tricks with you into the year end. And to kick off day two of Friendsgiving 2020, we have Mercedes here that is going to take you behind the scenes what happens on the psychological level. So Mercedes, whenever you're ready, you have the mic.
Okay, thank you very much, Anka, for the introduction, and thank you for hosting this webinar series. I'm delighted to be here. Okay, so I mean, my presentation today is going to be about trading from your heart. And you may wonder very well what the dickens this has got to do with trading. And I'm hoping to demonstrate to you this morning that indeed it has got everything to do with it, because it's all about needing to feel good. And I think we all know the importance of this in today's general environment, and not to mention the immense volatility in the market, which I know sort of has triggered quite a few emotional boxes in quite a number of traders I certainly have been working with of late. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, very quickly, I started out and I trained at Commerzbank, and then I've always taken an interest in the wisdom traditions and the environment and its impact on our brain. And I'm trained in NLP, particularly energetic NLP. I'm a theta healer, and I'm also an advanced emotional freedom practitioner, and I'm a usury Reiki master, among other things. I've traded since 2001 intraday trading. I've coached traders on achieving their human potential for the last 15 years or so, and I've also worked with entrepreneurs and military personnel in 25 years of coaching overall. So really, it's all about awakening your true potential, and that means undoing quite a few misperceptions about life and trading in general. So we'll be discussing why you should be trading from your heart, what it's really all about, the heart as the key to positive transformation and overcoming resistance and resentment, which are the two major blocks to all change, not only in trading, but in life will stop. So, and that leads you from self-doubt to self-love, as you will see. And we'll talk a bit about brain coherence and how that relates to trading. And this whole thing will lead, obviously, into a special offer towards the end. And if we have time, we will do a Q&A. Before we begin, let me explain to you why trading psychology today is very, very different from what it traditionally used to be. And from my perspective, of course, I feel a blind man with a stick should be able to see this. But whilst the world is still doing massive fear, massive shock, and trying to come to terms with a very, very different reality, common sense is just going out of the window, and people are walking around with blinkers. The majority of people, the majority of traders, it has got to be said, that are still locked into the shock phase of adjusting to a very new reality. And that reality is already here. Nothing is going to alter that. We have to accept this. And I know that you probably don't want me to say this, but what you are seeing here, unreal as it is appearing to all of us, it is for real. It is the biggest potential wake-up call over the last 5,000 years. Of course, we have a choice. You either wake up or you stay as you are. And I know, of course, everybody who is here is willing to wake up and move on to a new level of their evolution. What is happening is all encompassing. It is affecting all areas of your life. There are no more boxes. You cannot just look at trading and say, oh, well, I'll just do that and shut everything else out. It just does not work like this anymore, because we are addressing a fundamental underlying program. I call it the codes, which have been ruling humanity for at least 5,000 years. We could argue longer than that, but that's not a discussion for today. So our psychology today must begin with understanding, first and foremost, universal laws of manifesting. That means how you create what you see in your personal life and in the world around you. Most people have no idea what that means. So basically, there is one law, and in a way, we will be talking about this one fundamental law. And that law is basically energy, the subtle energy, always, always, always leads events. It is not that events are leading your decisions or your consciousness. It's the other way around. Subtle energy leads everything in life. So therefore, what you feel actually matters a great deal, because how do you tap into a subtle energy? By feeling through your emotions. Very, very important to understand. So once you get this, the next question is, how do we tap into this subtle energy? Well, there are different ways. We can do self-hypnosis. We can do a lot of meditation. It'll all get you there. But it's, for many people, very difficult to wrap their heads around. And also, it takes time to learn these things. That said, I certainly very strongly recommend that everybody has a meditation practice. However, that said, the by far easiest and fastest way is focusing on the heart, because energy is predominantly transmitted through the heart, not the linear mind. The heart is 5,000 times stronger than the mind. This is basic neuroscience 101. A lot of research has been done over this in the last 10 years. The research is groundbreaking, and we absolutely need to take it on board so that we can use it and help ourselves in times where we are all challenged at all levels, and navigate the storms to our advantage and still lead worthwhile lives which are profoundly changing, hopefully giving us a lot more purpose and a much bigger vision of what it means to be a human being first and foremost, and only secondarily a trader. 95% of trading success is about your relationship with yourself. It's not about anything else. It's about you, what it means to be a human being here on this earth. And I know these are pretty deep questions. It goes right to the core of your soul. It goes right to the core of how and if you value yourself. Most people don't. Most people have no idea what that means. And I have done hours upon hours of sessions, in group sessions and on one-on-one coaching with traders, getting them to understand why they really want to feel good. And that means ultimately feeling good about who you are in your trading, how you are presenting yourself to the world. And that includes the pain, the regrets, and the fears you feel. In other words, it's all encompassing. Lasting trading success ultimately is never, ever about politics, even though you might well think it is when you look at social media, when you look at the media in general. No, it's not. It's not about the economy either. And it certainly isn't about all your indicators. Actually, only 5% of your trading success is actually about your environment. And when we are talking about environment, I am talking about the environment you see, the news and the markets, the news and politics, and the news about the latest tax increases, blah, 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 blah. I'm sure you're getting my point here. So it's not even about what other traders are thinking. thinking. It matters not one iota. It really is only about you. You are numero uno. And of course, we have been conditioned not to think like this. We have been conditioned to think it's always about the others. We have to put everything else first rather than putting you first. Well, that leads to energetically emptying the glass of water. So you will be always operating from a glass half full instead of the glass being full to the rim, which is where you want to be. So basically, as I said, energy comes first, and the energy is directed through the heart when you are connected to the heart, that is. And therefore, the heart always leads, not your brain. And I love this image. It so beautifully illustrates what I'm talking about. The heart takes the brain by the hand and shows the brain what to do. And that is how it should be, certainly in your trading. And if it is, I can guarantee you, your trading will change. I have recently worked with a professional trader who's had quite a few issues, transition issues and old trauma issues. And we did the strategy I'm sharing with you today. It's transformed this individual. It's quite extraordinary what is possible here. So when you do this. Now, the big problem, of course, is that all of us, without exception, will do unconscious resistance and resentment. And it's unconscious, so you are not aware that you are doing it. You are so immersed in your state of being that you cannot possibly see it, because you can only change something once in some form or other you become aware of it. Now, as a result, because of this immersion into unconscious resistance and unconscious resentment to change, traders have no relationship with themselves anymore. That's the core issue we are talking about. They relate excessively to external events, and that makes you focus on the outcomes of your trades. It makes you focus on making sure to avoid losses. It's never ever about this. It makes you focus on external events, and they then drive what you perceive to be your inner values. Well, actually, what most of you perceive to be inner values, well, actually, they are no values at all. They are just the external situations. You know, this politician wins, that politician must win in order, or that politician must win in order for me to be okay. It is not about this at all. These are very, very superficial ways of looking at things. And that, in turn, creates a perpetual fear of losing, which then leads to a fear of executing your trades. And that comes in different forms, not entering, over trading, over analyzing. Well, you know what we are talking about. So basically, it is a fear of trading, full stop. That's what we are talking about. And most of these fears you will not be aware of, because your mind has got a very, very sophisticated decoy system, which will enable you to, on the surface of it, feel reasonably good about what you are doing and why you are doing it. Most of it is rubbish, I can assure you of that. So then, of course, there is the ego and the fear of being shamed into not being good enough. And that, of course, speaks directly to self-worth issues, how you value yourself. And that, again, derives from what you believe you are. And I know that for most of you, what you believe you are is incorrect. Used to be like this for myself as well. I've done a lot of work and a lot of introspection about this to experience myself as a different person and convince the deepest cesspit of my mind, beyond all these programs that say otherwise, that I am actually a worthwhile being, whether I trade, whether I coach, and whether I decide not to trade. And even in situations, when was it, you know, the other day, the S&P and gold going absolutely nuts. Well, heck, do I want to trade this? No. I mean, I know that I am not that fast at pulling the trigger. I know that about myself. So it's about accepting this, saying this is how it is. There are certain things we can do, and other things perhaps we are not so good at. Some things we can learn. Other things are not necessarily in our interest to learn. There are ways around it, and it's understanding that, and it's about embracing that, and then finding a way to be comfortable, to feel good about your unique trading style, and it'll be different for everybody. So for most of us, as I said, the ego leads instead of intuition leading. Now, if you were more heart-centered, more heart-focused while you do your trading research, when you close up in the evening, you go through your accounts, your trade, whatever you do. Imagine you did that from the heart. It'll be a very, very different story. And you would not fear anymore those three losing trades in a row, which will occur. Certainly, if you're doing intraday trading, it'll happen. It's, you know, as sure as God made little apples, it'll happen. So now the consequence, of course, is stuff you don't like to hear. And I say this in every webinar I do, over dependence on indicators. Your indicators are a crutch. They are nothing else. Over dependence on negative news events. The mind thinks negatively automatically. It's a program. The mind somewhere at some level thinks the world is coming to an end. One brief minute on social media shows you that that is so. So over analysis, the need to feel safe. That's what we do. We'll do a bit more analysis. Analysis paralysis. It'll stop you from getting into the flow. And then there is another one. It's my bête noire, sim trading. Sim trading has got one place and one place only. And that is if you're trading a new market, you are trading a new strategy, you want to see what your fields are like, you want to see how quickly you can get into the trade. That's something else. Mechanical trading, if you need to be very quick, if you're trading Unarenko charts, it's something I trade, for example. Quite a lot of stopped for a while and gone back to it, actually. So, okay, you want to make sure that you pull the trigger very, very quickly. So that's a mechanical thing. Sim trading is great for that, to hone those kind of skills. Beyond that, there is no place for sim trading, because I don't care if you make money sim trading. I only care, and if you trade the micros, makes no difference. I care to see what you do in real live trading. So there are, we kind of cut through all the decoys here. So it's about the seeking of safety, and both hesitation or trading too much, trading too big or trading too small, getting out of positions too early, all signs that the mind is seeking safety. So you may be fooling yourself that you're doing all right, but you will never ever fulfill your full potential when you do this, because underneath the seeking of safety, of course, are deep rooted fears. And the world we are living in, it has got to be said, no two ways about it, is triggering these fears in us. And that's a good thing, because these fears are there. They are demanding to be looked at. They are demanding to be resolved and integrated into our being. The other thing is something I also say in every webinar. Most traders, even those who have traded for a long time, have no proper chart reading skills. It never ceases to amaze me. I recently did a little presentation actually about seeing beauty on your charts. That's what we are talking about. Understanding what beauty is, what harmony is, what love is, because beauty, harmony equals love, equals the heart energy. So then, of course, the other thing is a lack of solid strategy to manage your trades. Now, I'm not just saying, okay, I am going to take on my ATM, I'm going to take 10 ticks out of a trade. It's not about this. It is about knowing what happens when you want to get out of the trade, because the trade might take too long, or you get into fear. It's about that. What do you do? What strategy do you have in place to manage those emotions than waiting for a trade? Sometimes it happens depending on your system. You may have to wait for half an hour or an hour. I mean, what happened the other day? Gold and S&P going nuts. Well, okay, most of us wouldn't trade it. So you just had to sit there and wait for a long, long time. Or you'd say, right, okay, I'm not going to trade today. So, but these are all things. You need a strategy where you feel congruent, where you feel at ease and in harmony. If you don't have it, tension, anxiety, fear, the need to prove, these are all dysfunctional behaviors that lead to losses. And the outcome at the end of the day, when you are in that state, you will resist the change and you resent what is present in the moment. And there is a lot of that going on at the moment. So Now, imagine if you were to redirect your focus and if you were to learn just one strategy to improve your trading. The question is, would you do it? And I understand the way the world is today, attention spans, as everything is so heightened and fear-driven, attention spans are very short, people are looking through blinkers, and it's very, very difficult to take things on board. And people, by and large, have not yet grasped that in times like this, you have to double or quadruple your whatever you do in order to get through this and in order to come out on top and become a bigger and better version of yourself. For example, when all this, what I call the shit show, happened, well, I have a practice. I meditate 1 hour per day. When it happened, I meditated for quite some time, for 3 hours every day. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I did my 3 hours of meditation. And I just needed to do that. And I reaped the benefit from it in a way from doing this earlier this year. This strategy we are talking about now got born out of that. I would say, actually, if I had not done that and pulled myself out of all the external stuff which I realized was affecting me, I would not be doing this presentation to you I am doing here today. I would not have been able to help a number of traders who had big problems, which I am now able to do. So, I'm not saying this here to tell you how great I am. I'm saying it with a degree of humbleness. We all need these strategies. The world needs it. So, okay, right. Why are we trading from the heart? Because it makes you feel good. So it makes you direct dominant focus internally, not externally. And you do that whilst you are trading. That's the big thing. It's not something you do before you trade or after you trade. No, you can do this while you trade. And I show you how to do that. Not today, but if you decide to do a program, perhaps. So you then become aware of what feels good for you, not for somebody else, for you personally, and what doesn't. Most traders have no idea actually what makes them feel good. And I am not talking about you having a winning trade and sitting there, yippee, this is great. It's not about this. That's excitement and superficial. It's nothing to do with feeling good. Feeling good comes from deep within. It comes through the heart. So when you do this, you will automatically focus on aligning your heart with your chart. Once you have a bit of practice in this, once you understand the importance of it, you will do this automatically. You pull yourself out of the mind that wants to look at the charts and get into the heart. It's a very, very different and very beautiful approach, and it'll help you tremendously sitting there and waiting for your trades. So it's about strategies like inner focus, and that is breathing. It's a certain type, or there are different types of breathing which I teach traders, and they create alignment, and it happens very, very, very quickly. That is the beauty of this. When you process information from your heart and instead of coming from your mind, anxiety and fear and critical thinking will reduce, I say almost instantly, but very, very quickly, certainly within minutes, and the more you practice, the faster it goes. So, and that is because the heart is intuitive. That is the nature of the heart. And the heart knows what the mind doesn't know. It knows because it can receive information without prejudice. By contrast, your mind always, always, always judges. It doesn't know what else to do. It compares, it adds, and deletes information. Those are the three modus operandi of the mind, the untrained mind, I should say. So, chronic brain incoherence, common with traders, caused by the linear mind. You overthink and underfeel. That's why traders overanalyze, and that in turn triggers subconscious self-doubt. You will not be aware of it, which then in turn fuels dualistic thinking, unconscious value conflicts, self-judgment, fear, and that leads to this thing, nothing is good enough. And altogether, of course, that blocks the heart energy. Now you are totally separated, and you can cannot get into flow. And in order to be in flow, you need to be able to connect the energy above your solar plexus. It's the navel area. That's, you know, anything below. This is where most people get stuck. These are survival energies. You don't want to be there. And by the way, it's actually also at the end, I've done a presentation on creating brain coherence, which you can have as a gift if you sign up to my newsletter and sign up to my mailing list, I'll send it to you. Now, here is what happens when you trade from your heart. And I've done a before and after thing, and we have done tests on this. And these tests have done with meditation and with breathing, and it's always the same. You know, so normally, this is your normal day-to-day sort of chakra system. That's how we are. It's all over the place. You can see sort of vaguely, you know, the figure sitting there. You know, and then when you practice these things, and the more you practice them, the chakra system goes into alignment, goes into harmony, and that is the thing which you then experience as brain harmony and feeling better. It's a truly holistic thing. And, you know, really, we could also say emotional healing, because all dysfunctional behaviors are a problem with your emotions, and that needs to be healed. Healing means nothing else but becoming whole again. So, and this is the real state of your being. You are whole. Everything is in harmony. And from a biogeometric perspective, you know, the square is contained in the sphere, and so on and so forth. It's all there. When you are in tune and whole, all these areas will be active, and the mind will wire and fire in the right order, and the entire brain is in sync. So the quality of your emotion basically dictates the quality of your trading, not your indicators. Not difficult to find a good trading system. There are many out there, and there are some great traders out there. I mean, I know for a fact Anchor is one. So it's not about being able to find a new system. It is about finding good emotions. Now, let's see what are good emotions and what aren't. Wishful thinking is not a good emotion. Waiting for something better, a better trade or better market conditions, that's a poor emotion. You don't like it, you look at another market or you walk away. It's as simple as that. It's a choice. Hope is a lousy emotion. Projecting possible outcomes is mere fantasy. Got no place in trading. Feeling the need to act to prevent the next disaster is fear. And all I can say to you, if you do this, what's lacking in your trading plan? Overtrading anybody? Scalping for two ticks anybody? No comment. Bargaining with the market and your God, of course, is fear. Resenting present circumstances is fear. Resisting change of the unknown is also always, always fear. You have a choice, but you have to take it. So how do we get out of it? You know, look at this bridge here. At the end of the bridge is where you want to be in your trading and your safe having, where it feels good in the greenery on that lovely island. So the bridge over troubled water, of course, is your heart. Now, let's look at it like this. Imagine this bridge we just looked at here. This bridge where you trade, or let's say it's, you know, a choppy market, and here you are at the beginning. Now you want to get to the end of the trade. The end of the trade at the end of the bridge, and underneath, you know, it's choppy and, you know, sort of looks a bit scary if you look at this. So first of all, you need to be absolutely clear about one thing. Your mind knows no thing. It knows nothing. It has no idea. Your mind has only got one purpose. It's an executor. It's just like the hammer. Your mind knows when to pull the trigger. It knows what stop loss policy you need to have. It knows how to put your strategy loaded into your Ninja Trader or whatever platform you are using. It has no other purpose. And if you use it for something else, as you will see, you are sidetracking from what you really should be doing. So the mind operates basically from memory and past reference. It cannot see in the future, doesn't understand the future, because there are no reference points. So basically your memory sucks, because it's also 50% inaccurate. Yeah, I know you didn't know this, but it is, you know, it's lousy, forget it. So now imagine, as we said, each trade is like a new bridge, and you have to navigate the gaps between the planks. The place that knows and feels your vision is your heart, and your heart knows, that is the one place that knows intuitively, visionarily, how to do this. But you've got to be tuned in order to be able to avail yourself of this beautiful piece of equipment you have. So when you trade from your vision, I can guarantee you dysfunctional behaviors cease to exist. Yet, it has to be said, most traders insist on trading from suppressed anxiety and fear because it's known to them. You know, trusting yourself is so alien. I don't want to go there. Now, I can only ask you one question. If you can't trust yourself, well, can you really trust anything? I mean, that's the question, isn't it? So, leading from your heart really looks like this. It's a direct line. There is the heart to the left. It goes, feeds information directly to your brain. By contrast, trading from your mind looks like this. You know, the brain is on fire and the information that comes from down there somewhere into the brain, it doesn't go in a straight line. It's all over the place, dualistic thinking and all those things I pointed out to you early on. So I'm sure you can see the difference. Can't make it more obvious than that. So what we are saying here actually is this. The heart creates a direct feedback loop to your mind. And that means you react faster, you certainly think less, and your dualistic impulses recede as a result. It's as simple as that. It's basic neuroscience 101 as we have sort of learned in the last 10 years. So I'm inviting you to get this. Trading from your heart. Let's look at what it does for you. It evolves you. This is the key thing I want you to get. It evolves the trader, but it never ever forces the trader. And that's a very, very beautiful thing because whenever you force yourself, well, the mind objects, the ego objects. The heart relates information directly. It does not need a middleman, but by contrast, the mind always uses a middleman and the critical, the inner critic, the need to analyze, to compare, to judge, to blame. These are all the middlemen which are sitting in your linear mind and they are on autopilot. So the thing is this, you lose basically because you're using the linear mind and the linear mind has no connection to intuition, no connection to your vision. It just sees the goal. It needs to go there now. In other words, it forces outcomes. So basically, in a nutshell, forcing anything spells trouble, not only in your trading, it also spells trouble in life. It's a fact that if you choose to stay in your vision, and I highly recommend it in trading as in life, you need to find that connection with your heart and hone it and live in that connection because it's only the only place that can get you there and keep you there. There is nothing else. No vision boards, no affirmations. It's all poppycock if you are not in the heart. So a heart really, really is key. So living in your vision from your heart. Let's be clear about this. It does not mean that you should avoid what is. It is not about wishful thinking. We talked about this earlier on. Remember what we said about your emotions, the many poor emotions. You should, in fact, you can, when you're in your heart, you can see much more of what is not to your liking than you can when you are in the linear mind. So that's quite an amazing thing, but that's how it works. So really it means to learn to be in the energy, that is an energetic state, in the energy of your desire, transcending, going beyond the dualistic reality. You know, reality is always dualistic. When you look out there, the coin has got two sides, can't ever be any other way. In trading, we only know that too well. Why are there so many Elliott wave count? I mean, we've had this issue for a while with gold. Now, I decided on gold, you know, it's going to go from my perspective, possibly quite a bit lower yet. Now, how did I tune into this? Because I have got different wave counts and I thought, well, no, I'm favoring the gold down wave count big time, even though I did not have complete proof of it. How did I do it? Well, I tuned into it. It just felt right. So, okay, I'm saying I am sticking. That is my favorite wave count. Full stop, basta. And if I'm wrong, okay, so I'm wrong. I don't have a problem with that. So it's all about learning to breathe. breathe, getting into a rhythm. Breathing is a beautiful way to get in a rhythm. Learning to focus, hakalau, chart hakalau. It's something which is in my course, by the way. And choosing alignment with the universal forces. Ultimately, that's what we are saying, because the markets and your chart are just a mirror of the universal forces at play and seen through the lens of your unique consciousness. Nobody else's consciousness, your consciousness. So living in your trading and any other vision, your trading vision ultimately actually is a vision of the world. I just want to say this here because it is such an all-encompassing thing. What you trade, you are really trading the world. How you address this, your style, your trading style, what you invest in, it's all processing your worldviews. Cannot be any other way. So obviously it's about practicing strategies that pull you out of unwanted behaviors. We've discussed a few here just before. It's learning to feel good. Now that is a choice, and that choice has got to be made afresh in every moment. So you got to choose that the moment you see you are getting out of alignment. Okay, it's back to the drawing board. The choice is a zero tolerance policy to feeling bad. I choose to feel good. I can do this. It's my choice. It's my responsibility for myself to feel good and do to the best of my knowledge to do anything that I do to feel good. And in the moment when I do something that makes me feel bad, at least I do it with conscious awareness. And that conscious awareness in itself will allow me to get out of that state sooner or later. So learning also to choose your vision every day anew. First thing in the morning, you get out of bed. What do you want? Well, to me, I want to feel good. I want to make choices that empower me, that make me feel good about myself and about life, and that give me the feeling that I am in control, not from an ego perspective, that I have a way of managing my universe, my personal universe. So that means when you trade from the heart, you learn how to do it, that you will not take trades you doubt. You just won't do it. I can't say it in any other way. You just will stop doing it. And it means, I've alluded to that a little bit early on, it means to see shit for what it is and without reacting to it. And that's the, it seems almost a conflict, but it's not. When you come from the heart, you will be able to take on board the entire world without having really to react to it, or you'll certainly react a lot less to it. Differentiation here, this is not about you having to like everything. That's a different thing altogether. So, I mean, really here it's very, very clear if you are in coherence. I've shown this to you before. Brain in, total overdrive. Information it receives is not coherent. It's all over the place, leading to dysfunctional trading behavior. By contrast, the body is actually an energy spiral. And we do this in meditation where we activate the spiral in the body. It's a very beautiful thing. And that in turn creates coherent intake of information. Very important for your trading, of course, and your brain will be in harmony. It'll be heart-led. Whoops, I'm over here. So that's really what we mean by shining your light, because when you are in the heart, your energy matrix is lighter. And when you are lighter, you can take in more information. And that certainly is, in a world of massive deception and information overflow, vitally, vitally important to be able to do this. Okay, it's really all about, what are we saying? Trading mastery from within. So let me repeat again, it's not outside. It's not your external focus. It's only 5% of what you do. 95% of what you create in trading and in life comes from within. So you need to learn about universal laws, what they are, and then how to apply them in your trading and in your life. Connecting your heart with the brain. That's always the very first step. And it's quite easy to do, actually, once you've got the hang of it, and you will then want to do it because it feels good. And it frees you from the immersion in unconscious self-judgment, guilt, anger, and all these victimhood things. So, and ultimately what we need to do is practice, 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 and practice again. That is what gets you there. So, and practice is this thing, this transforms energy into a 3D manifestation. So, and now to the special offer. I just need to close the door. Yeah? Noise. Sorry about this. Okay, special offer. Improve your trading mind in 21 days. It's my trading psychology course, and it'll help you to develop your vision and learn how to remain in the energy of your vision, irrespective of what goes on in the world. That's very, very important. When you do the strategies, you will learn, and they are presented to you in audios and a PDF about the universal laws, then you will be able to stay in your vision. I like to use the word resilience. You become more resilient in everything you do, and you will be able to accept that it's okay to have three losing trades in a row. It does happen, as I said before, in intraday trading, when you trade of a very short-term time frame, it does happen, but it will not faze you because you build that inner resilience that you just know it's part of the bigger scheme of things, and ultimately it's meaningless. So this course also has a one-on-one coaching session with me, which is, you know, sort of about an hour to 90 minutes, something like this. And that's very beneficial because we talk about your blocks, about I'll help you to get the most out of the course and strategy. Now here, I have put down what is in the course. You can look at this on my website, actually. And you read, you can see, you know, this is what it's all about. I have actually added another short audio, about a 20-minute audio to this, and that audio is to do with the heart breathing, which I teach to traders in one-on-one sessions, and you'll learn that in that audio. So that's very good because it's such a key strategy, particularly when you are waiting for trades. Now, so I've given you a couple of things as bonuses. The first one will be the group December live coaching call, which is where we talk about how to convert chaos to coherence. And that has got a value of $300. It's 3 months. December is starting in December, January, and February. So you will get that. The next coaching call will be on the 5th of December. If you were to book 1 month, that will cost $119. Then you will get access to my program Healing from Your Heart, which contains meditations and some tutorials and activations about connecting to the heart energy. There are breathing exercises. It goes into quite a lot of detail. You can have a look at this on my website. Now that program is on offer for $155, and it has got altogether 11 audios. So if you want to purchase, please go to my website and go to courses and click on the tab courses, and that brings up the investment, improve your trading mind in 21 days course. So that's you get the other two as bonuses. Now, if you are interested to find out more about my work, not ready yet to commit to anything, I invite you to sign up to my newsletter, which will give you access to my regular webinars, which I do for my list. And I will also send you a couple of gifts. There is the presentation on brain coherence, which is so important with non-invasive neurostimulation. You can also, by the way, look this up on my website under the section of non-invasive neurostimulation. And that is a huge help to get to elevate coherence levels. And it's great for meditation. It helps you with trading. It helps you to integrate all this information, everything sort of we are all having to deal with in this major transition period in our lives. And then I did a presentation only the other week for my list from, you know, healing from healing from your heart to trading from your heart, which is what we talked about today here, really. And I've done another presentation where I explain a lot about the heart. So I will send you a copy of that webinar present. And this offer will be open until the 30th of December. Now this is here. If you just want the neurostimulation, just say, contact me and just say you just want the neurostimulation recording. Okay, so questions, I think. I just need to have a look. I can access. No, I can't. What have I done? Knocked myself out of here. Questions. Have we got got any questions?
I don't see any yet. Yeah, if anyone has any questions, go ahead and type them in the chat now.
So I think this is it then. I'll put this back up again here just for a moment.
Here's one. Laura asks, what is the best personality type to succeed in trading if you see a pattern?
I would say there isn't one, because there is no such thing as a person who can't trade. If you enjoy trading, you can become successful a trader. There is such a thing, though, as the wrong trading style. That's very important. And that is really when we look at these self-awareness techniques, which is basically what we are talking about here in this presentation, becoming more aware, becoming more in touch with you and knowing that certain things aren't for you. As I explained early on, for example, I know that I cannot pull the trigger quite as quickly as some other people I have worked with. And I know that of myself. So therefore, I trade markets which are in line with that understanding. I don't fight it. It's okay. And I trade either of a slower time frame, trade of a candlestick chart, or do some swing trading, or when the markets are completely chaotic. I don't enjoy that kind of thing. It doesn't speak to me. So I stay out. So it's really all about knowing what pleases you. There is no law that says you have to trade of a tick chart or that you have to trade of a very fast Uni-Wenko chart. There is no law that even says that you must intraday trade. If you are more comfortable to do swing trading and trade of a 4-hourly chart, for example, I mean, so be it. It's knowing what you feel comfortable with.
All right. And just have a couple of minutes left, but Frenchie asks, what examples of success stories can you share with us?
Well, as I said, I have recently worked with a trader. I'll be getting a testimonial of them very shortly. It's a professional trader who's experienced quite a few difficulty. And that was due to an accident he had. And that triggered old value conflicts. So I worked with him using the strategy I was explaining to you today in one-on-one coaching. And we did live coaching using his charts. His strategy is a professional trader. And obviously, I do not teach people on the whole how to trade, but I show people how to get the most out of their trading. So we were looking at his system. I was interrupting him when he was about to do something which didn't seem to make sense. I was pulling him back into the hard trading strategy, which is basically, it's a very simple, but a very physical thing. And it worked really, really well. So that's one great example. Another example is he is a new trader. He has only traded for about a year, and he has bought my course and is also the course, should you decide to avail yourself of my offer, which includes the Healing from Your Heart program. So he did that as well and is finding it hugely beneficial in reducing his trading fears and anxieties, and it brought out unconscious value conflicts. And he sent a testimonial, which actually was on my list. It's not on my website yet. There are testimonials on my website. You can go and have a look on Mental Strategies for Traders and under testimonials.